Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You're listening to Soundcheck at 93.9 WNYC and WNYC.org. I'm John Schaefer. Think of Leonard Bernstein and Broadway theater, and you'll probably think West Side Story, or Candide, or On the Town. What you may not know is that Bernstein also had a hand in writing music for a 1950 Broadway staging of J.M. Barrie's Peter Pan, the tale of the boy who would not grow up. In fact, Bernstein wrote a number of first-rate songs and incidental music for a show that has long been forgotten until now. The label Koch International Classics recently released the first complete recording of the original score, and joining us today is Susan Del Giorno, the general manager of Koch and the record's producer, and baritone Daniel Narducci, who stars as the evil Captain Hook. Welcome to both of you.
Great to be here.
Thanks so much.
Susan, there has to be an amazing story to this. I mean, first of all, how did it come about? And then why did it sort of fall off the table as far as the American musical public is concerned?
That's a really good question, and one I wish I could answer. When the show was mounted on Broadway, it was not all of the music that we recorded on our disc. It was the music, the songs that appear in our recording, and not all of them, mind you, were the songs that were sung, but the incidental music that was played during the show was all Alec Wilder. And I've never been able to really clearly identify why that happened.
Huh. I know it's certainly been done in theater and in the movies where you hire a composer, they deliver a score, and somebody, the producer or director, says, not for us, and then they just go and hire someone else. Could it have been something like that? I mean, Bernstein was known by this point, but certainly wasn't the superstar he later became.
I don't know. If you listen to the recording that we've produced, I think that the music there stands on its own, mm-hmm. and it should have been viable. And it should not have lapsed into obscurity the way that it did.
Yeah. Well, now, who were the original stars of this 1950 production?
Captain Hook was played by Boris Karloff and...
Boris Karloff.
Boris Karloff, that's right. And Wendy's songs, I can't recall who sang those.
It was Marcia Henderson.
Marcia Henderson. Yeah. And Arthur was Peter Pan.
So... I don't know who was casting this thing, yeah. but that's pretty bizarre.
As a short side note, after the Broadway production, it did go out on tour, and it starred Lawrence Tibbett as Captain Hook and Veronica Lake, of all people, as Peter Pan.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was a very short tour. But
It's almost as if someone would like deliberately sabotaging this thing from the beginning. Susan, how did you – I mean, you've produced the first complete recording of the original score. Where did you find it? Where has this stuff been?
Believe it or not, the majority of the materials have been housed in the Boosie and Hawkes Library. There were some materials that Alex Fry, who's the conductor on the recording and the person who reconstructed all of the materials, he unearthed through the help of the Leonard Bernstein office and the people at the Library of Congress. For instance, the Captain Hook soliloquy, which Daniel sings so beautifully on the recording.
Thank you.
Had to completely unearth that, and it had to be completely restored, reorchestrated. But most of the materials... just sitting there in Boosie and Hawkes.
Wow. So, Daniel, you are Captain Hook.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a thumbnail description of the story of Peter Pan in this production. Is it notably different from...
No, it's basically the play that we all know and love.
Okay.
Not much different. As far as the plot, it's the same. You have Captain Hook's angry at Peter Pan because Peter threw him in a fight to the crocodile and mm-hmm. bit his hand, and... his whole sole motive at this point is revenge.
Okay.
And that's what drives everything.
So. Now, so you are first introduced in the pirate song, which
mm-hmm.
we're going to hear a clip of. Is that basically what this is all about?
That's what it's about. And he also introduces his mantra, shall we say, which you will hear, eat blood, drink blood, think blood, dream blood.
Okay, that's all right. And then sleep tight, little kids.
That's right.
Here's Daniel Narducci with Alexander Fry leading the Amber Chamber Orchestra.
enough. Enough of this bickering stuff. When I am around, there's no question of who has the meanest, the lowest, the loathsomest, cruelest look. It's Hook!
My eye, it's a Captain Hook.
Eat blood, drink blood, dream blood, think blood. And you all can have as malicious a look as the meanest of all, Captain Hook.
Well, that's a riot. That's Leonard Bernstein, Daniel Narducci singing the role of Captain Hook in this recording produced by Susan Del Giorno for Koch International Classics of, it's the first complete recording of the original score by Bernstein for a 1950 Broadway staging of Peter Pan. Whose lyrics are you singing?
These are Bernstein's lyrics.
Yeah. Really?
Really.
Okay. It's delicious stuff. Yeah. I mean, you know, if I were a kid in 1950 and that came on the radio, I mean, that's like a really catchy tune.
It is.
And yeah. Such a sense of humor.
Yeah.
To pair the tenors versus the basses and well, now quite clever.
You know, what's funny, I mean, Captain Hook obviously has a great role. Wendy has a singing role, which is Linda Eder on this CD, Susan.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Pan never sings a word.
Not a singing role.
Nor does Tinkerbell or John or, I mean, what do you make of that?
Well, Gene Arthur couldn't sing.
Well, could Boris Karloff?
Well, that was why the Captain Hook soliloquy was withdrawn,
because
Boris Karloff could not sing. And there was a Wendy song that was withdrawn also, and that was Dream With Me, which we've included.
Okay. So things that had to be pulled out of the original because the cast were not up to snuff vocally, you've now resurrected them, and you have professional singers to sing them. All right. Now, how does the music compare with On the Town, Candide, West Side Story, the other Broadway, the works of Bernstein that we know?
I think there's a lot of snippets in there that lead you along the golden path to what he was going to produce. I hear a lot of West Side Story. I do hear some Candide, and it's all delicious.
Yeah. Let's hear a little bit of the incidental music from Peter Pan. It's charming, but it's also brilliantly orchestrated, as you would expect from even a young Leonard Bernstein. That's Neverland from Peter Pan, the score from 1950 by Leonard Bernstein, long forgotten and now recorded on the Koch International Classics label. Alexander Fry and the Amber Chamber Orchestra were speaking with Daniel Narducci, who sings the role of Captain Hook, and Susan Del Giorno, who's the general manager of Koch and the producer of this recording. Susan, do you know how this was received critically when it was first mounted back in 1950?
There were a number of very positive reviews from all of the papers that reviewed it.
Mm-hmm. So the score had been massaged, you know, things had been taken out that didn't fit the vocal technique of the cast members, and what was left seemed to go over fairly well. And then nothing.
You know, the one thing that I always, when I think about this project, I would love to hear the music that Alec Wilder contributed to the original production, but I've never been able to unearth that.
Oh. So you were able to find the Bernstein, but not the other stuff that was then kind of superimposed
in between.
Yeah, I've
been very curious what that was like.
Yeah. As far as you know, having worked with, you know, the Bernstein estate in unearthing this material, did he, later in his life, ever have anything more to say about this?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, in interviews, and I've never heard or seen any reference to this. It's almost as if he had forgotten about it as well.
Well, his other works were of such great significance and success that perhaps he didn't want to reflect on something that was not as well received as those.
All right, well, now, Daniel, you and Susan have both mentioned Captain Hook's Soliloquy,
mm-hmm.
as a piece that Bernstein wrote. Boris Karloff simply couldn't sing it.
It has a over two octave range to begin with, and when you hear it, you'll see that there's a lot of nuance, everything from grand singing to very subtle singing involved, and it's a very emotional setting that Bernstein gave to this particular thing, which is actually, he drew the text right out of the play.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much. There may be a couple of lines at the end that are a little bit different, but you can read the original play, and it's pretty much exact.
So there's no question here of Bernstein having tried to tailor the music to the limitations of Karloff's voice. He just went and wrote what he felt like.
He wrote it, and perhaps what happened is he wrote it, and then Karloff was cast.
Because
I imagine he didn't even. Yeah, because there's no way. With the limited range that Karloff had, that he could have sung this.
Well, let's hear how Daniel Narducci does in Captain Hook's Soliloquy from Leonard Bernstein's Peter Pan.
How still the night is. Nothing sounds alive.
Captain Hook's Soliloquy by Leonard Bernstein from Leonard Bernstein's 1950 score, Peter Pan. Daniel Narducci singing the role of Captain Hook, and boy, that really does look towards much later Bernstein things.
Yeah, I mean, it's all there.
So, Susan Del Giorno, who produced the recording, where do you rank this in Bernstein's canon? Peter Pan, is it just kind of an early novelty that it's fun to have, or... Do we get something out of seeing this missing link in the transition from younger to mid-period Bernstein?
I place all of his pieces so high up on the totem pole that there's really no question that this would be up at the top as well. But I think it shows a period of growth and transition to where he was headed.
In the New York Times, Matthew Gurevich wrote, "The pirate songs and the love songs could be stitched into a charming suite. They are quality fare. Children attending concerts deserve music this good, and so do their parents." Now that you've done this, you've unearthed the score, produced it, it's out in stores, do you know of any, has there been any interest in doing exactly this with this music, presenting it in a live kind of concert suite?
We had one inquiry from a Middle America children's theater company looking for information on acquiring the parts and materials for performance, which we've funneled over to the Leonard Bernstein office for them to handle.
Mm-hmm. So there has been some initial interest.
There has been.
It does seem like the kind of thing, Daniel, that, you know, you and Linda Eder could do with, you know, a chamber orchestra even.
Oh, and... yeah. Yeah. I think that's a really good idea. And I think it can be brought together and presented in a concert format, maybe a little costuming or, of course, Hook would have to have a hook and so on and so forth. But for symphony orchestras across the country to take it and present it in that way.
And if you want to attract a young audience, what better than to hook somebody up to a wire and have them fly across the stage?
Exactly.
Like that's never been done before. We've been listening to Leonard Bernstein's Peter Pan. It's a brand new recording on Koch International Classics. And Susan, we've heard Daniel here singing, but we have not yet heard the voice of Linda Eder, who sings the role of Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
And the song that we're going to conclude with, Dream With Me, another one that had originally been dropped from
That's
the...
That's right, and a gem.
All right, well, we will conclude with a little bit of this song, Dream With Me by Leonard Bernstein. And my thanks to both of you, Daniel Narducci and Susan Del Giorno. Thanks for joining us. Congratulations. Great record.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You're listening to Soundcheck. Here's music from Leonard Bernstein. Leonard Bernstein's Peter Pan wrapping up Soundcheck this afternoon. Tomorrow on the program, jazz pianist Herbie Hancock. And we'll take your calls and emails about your most exciting or maybe your worst summer concert experience. Soundcheck at WNYC.org is the email address. All of that coming up tomorrow on the program. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our program produced by Allison Lichter and Brian Wise. Our executive producers, Chris Bannon and Elena Park. Thanks also to Edward Haber. I'm John Schaefer. Join us again at this time tomorrow for the next Soundcheck here at WNYC, New York Public Radio.